You're with SBS Radio.
You've just released a track, it's beautiful, I've listened to it. It's a track that's got a purpose, it's convey a message. Tell us the message that this track is conveying.
It's definitely got a message. It's about sharing awareness around domestic violence. The song's actually influenced by some lived experience. I currently work with vulnerable families that are experiencing, you know, domestic violence is such a big issue for them. So I've incorporated some of the stuff that I'm facing and supporting families with. So the message is just about sharing awareness around domestic violence. From what I can understand and some of the research that's becoming available is that the stigma around male and how they should be, you know, how they should look, what they should do, and that patriarchy sort of society where males are in control and they're the decision makers. I think this is actually sort of influenced that domestic violence culture. So the aim is to sort of raise awareness about what's actually happening and how we support that problem solve to move forward together and hopefully reduce the risk of violence within society.
You mentioned something that is rarely actually when you speak to a lot of people during this domestic violence, violence against women, violence against children awareness campaigns, the role of patriarchy.
I think it's like a underlying factor, like that's probably quite responsible, I feel, for the behaviours. When you look at feminism, for instance, you know, and trying to win back some of that power imbalance, where if we go back, say, 50 years, you know, males were and currently still in positions, higher paid roles. There's more males in manager roles and earning a lot of big income. So there's a lot of expectations on males to be this image, and therefore the pressure is behind acting out, and often that's a way of power and control, which is the most significant issue behind abuse and domestic violence, domestic and family violence.
And this is something you say you've known is a personally lived experience, and you see it through your day-to-day activities at work?
Yes, absolutely. I've had some lived experience, and being not only Indigenous, but there's some of that sort of stuff around how our relationships and what's healthy and what's not. So it's... And I think it's also part of that intergenerational trauma as well, you know, learning that sort of behaviour, that unhealthy behaviour, and that's where unhealthy relationships become and power imbalances come from. So I've actually lived a little bit of it, and yes, definitely work day in and day out with families, and it just seems to be a lot of it going on. So it's a problem that, you know, we really need to come together and talk about it so we can understand it better and therefore know how we can sort of address the problem, work together and find a solution for it.
And this is what prompted you to produce this song, this track, and release it. We didn't even say, what's the name of the track? That's the first question, yeah. We should have started with.
So it's called End of Story, and it basically... I actually go under my artist name, which is Louie, L-O-U-I, and I just do that to sort of separate myself from, you know, my professional role and then my personal sort of stuff with music. So End of Story for me is a song that actually empowered me. It's about, you know, no more. It's I'm not going to do this no more, because it was that... cycle of abuse, and it went on and on and on over a few years. And once I became aware that of what was actually happening, I could step back, and then that actually gave me the strength to go, no, this is not okay. It needs to end. And then go to the support that I needed to actually move forward from that, stop that and move forward from that. Because I think it is about a community approach, because often we feel isolated, we feel a little bit trapped. And I mean, if there's psychological abuse going on, you're actually questioning yourself about, is this you? So therefore, you don't feel that you have the right to go and seek help because you feel like you're the one that's to blame in it. So it's very, very important that we reach out to people and we start becoming aware of that violence cycle, so we can understand it and see if it's happening to us, and then reach out to get the support that we need.
When we speak about domestic violence, there's the most vulnerable that we actually don't hear about a lot, and these are children. They're the first victims of domestic violence, and yet they're the most helpless as well, because they don't have the knowledge and the resources to be able to fight back.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, and for children, I'm not sure whether there's enough education at the moment for parents to understand the actual impact that domestic violence has on children. So some of the research that's available is about, you know, this, what it actually does to a child's brain development and their overall development, you know. And if a child experiences that abuse ongoing, it leads to significant issues, you know, when we're getting to teenage years and we're wondering what's happened here.
Yeah.
You know, and little do we understand, and this comes from when they're actually conceived, because as we know, the health of mum while carrying impacts on the health of baby. So if mum's under stress, so it's a very long continuum of, you know, abuse, and which is impacting on their overall health and well-being.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we get this education out now, so that we can, you know, reduce the risk of harm and even prevent it in the future.
And this is a first for me, working in media, to see someone working in an industry now go out. A lot of the time they write about what they've been doing, but they don't convey it in music. What prompted you to express yourself through music and express this very difficult topic through music?
I think I'm very fortunate, because it's a skill I developed when I was younger, tapping into writing, songwriting, you know, and then it just progressed for me to pick up a guitar and try. It was a tool for me to express myself in a safe environment, because as you know, when we're talking about challenging or difficult issues and topics, we can leave ourselves vulnerable because we may be the minority, and therefore music is a fantastic way to express yourself in a safe place and put and just give a message without anyone interrupting. You can put it out there. People can choose whether they want to listen to it or not, but you've given your complete self a message in that music, and therefore, you know, no one can challenge you in a sense.
Yeah.
So you're not oppressed. You're not being oppressed because, you know, it's out there and it's separated from you. It's like a problem in a sense. When we have problems, you know, what we try and do is sort of separate the problem from us, because it's not, the problem is not us, or we just have this problem, and if we separate it. So music is such a fantastic tool to be able to separate the problem and also get the message out there in the community in a safe place. I'm quite focused on a solution-focused approach because I think with any sort of issues that present in society, it needs to be a community collective approach and a solution-focused approach. So I just think it's about having awareness, understanding what's okay and what's not, and potentially getting the support and resources to find a way to eliminate violence if we can, essentially, and find ways to heal and move forward. Because I think not only just domestic violence, any issues in our life, I think the key thing is about healing and just finding ways how we can heal and move forward. And often we can do that better when we get the support from community or, you know, important people in our life. We really need to connect to make that powerful.
Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this new release and conveying a positive message out there.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.